dictation for Thomas Whittaker. Thomas Whittaker. Whittaker. Date of birth is 4/7/65. Once again, his name is spelled Thomas Whittaker. Date of birth 4/7/65. Date of accident 6/28/2023. Date of service 7/31/2023. New patient visit details. Chief complaints are that the patient informs that he is suffering from severe pains in the neck and the right knee and the left thumb and lower back, with radiation to the right arm and right leg. As a result of an accident, motor vehicular accident 6/20/2023. The lower back is more worse than the upper back. He denies any pain in the middle back or upper back, but actually it is the neck and the adjacent area across the shoulder. Difficulty walking, difficulty in doing ADLs. History of automobile accident. On 6/20/2023, patient was traveling at 1 p.m. as a resident driver of pickup truck 4-50. On Schoolcraft and Merriman, M-E-R-I-M-A-N, in city of Livonia. He was traveling on Schoolcraft eastbound when 18-wheeler truck made a surprise wide left turn to go on to Merriman. He didn't notice his car and his left side of the car. The truck's left side hit his front tire, front side. All of this happened as the 18-wheeler turned in front of him to make a left turn without noticing his car. The damage for his car is to front of the right fender, the axle, the tire. Car was not drivable. The front windshield is broken. Front door is broken. Front bumper is broken. However, the seat belt, headrest, steering wheel inside the car are okay. Regarding the injuries, patient reports that seat belt caught his body from further damage. However, he suffered from whiplash to the neck, and he hit his right knee to the dashboard, because of which he is limping. Patient reports that he did not go to the emergency room on the moment of the accident, although ambulance also didn't come. Police came at the scene. It was not a hit and run accident. There was no loss of consciousness. Airbags did not deploy. He was wearing seat belts. The speed of the car, of the truck, was probably 10 miles. His speed of his car was around 12 miles. Patient reported that he saw a doctor, Dr. Tony Treat, T-R-E-A-T, M.D., 6 days after this accident. And he did some x-ray of the neck and lumbar spine. And second visit was a virtual visit where he got the medications. He denied history of current presenting illness, no headaches, no symptoms of TBI. Neither there is a vision problem, nor there is a taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem, facial muscles or sensation problem, no balance problem. There is no history of memory issue, dizziness, confusion, disorientation, or focus problem. No incontinence are reported. No nausea, vomiting is reported. Patient further doesn't have any sadness, seizures, sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, panic. He reports that he has no major difficulty in walking and walk up to 2 blocks. No weakness, lightheadedness, tingling, lethargy are reported. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient reports that he has been having pain in the neck area to the tune of 7 and lower back area around 9. The mid back and upper back is not suffering in pain. The neck pain is radiating to the right arm posteriorly in C5 and 6 nerve distribution involving the thumb as numbness and tingling. And also the lower back pain is radiating to the right leg laterally involving the 4th and 5th toe. This numbness and tingling which is shooting down as radiculopathy is off and on. Also patient suffering from pain in the right knee and both the toes, big toe, are also involved in numbness and tingling. These pains are continuous several times a day and are reported as being sharp. Intensity is 3 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10 and ADLs are affected. Seven on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing and lying down, and improved by medications. There is issue with numbness, tingling in the needle of the right arm, right leg. There is no reported muscle weakness. There is no blood and bowel incontinence. Patient has had only X-rays so far. He can sit. He can sit, but it is uncomfortable. Standing is also painful, and sleep, he turned around all night long. Most pains. So far, patient has tried physical therapy 4 times at US Rehab, from where he has been referred for an evaluation today. And chiropractic treatment he has tried, as well as physical therapy and massage. It denies any acupuncture, any epidural injection, surgery, medications, or any other expert consultation. History of presenting illness, patient reports there is no positive history in the system review. Past surgical history is positive for meniscus repair 20 years ago at Botsford Hospital, BOTSFORD. Allergies, none. Family history, patient reports mother is deceased due to cancer of the pancreas. In 30 days, she was dead after the diagnosis. Father is deceased due to aneurysm of the brain. Is a 5 brothers, 4 sisters. 1 sister passed away from cancer. Relationship status, patient is married, lives with his wife. Current employment status, patient is a barber and he does snowplowing. And he's employed full-time even now. He never filed a disability. Legal history, patient does have an attorney. His name is Jordan Wardot. Personal history. Patient does not drink alcohol. He does not smoke and does not use recreational drugs. And he has no homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts. And there is no anxiety, depression, mood problem, none of it. Just sleep is affected. In addition, patient also reported that he was involved in an accident in 2019. The insurance company was State Farm at the time, and attorney was Mike Norman. The case is completely closed. In this accident, he had an MRI at Northland Radiology. He never saw any pain doctor at the time. And he was a restaurant driver who was seat belted, and it was a 3-car pileup. He was initially rear-ended, and then his car hit the car in front. The car is not totaled. And he saw Dr. Treat, T-R-E-A-T, to handle the case. Regarding the ADLs, patient reports that running, doing yard work are affected 10. Reaching the cabinets is affected 9. Home chores, doing laundry is affected 8. Eating, standing is affected 7. Vacuuming and cooking in the kitchen is affected 6. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 214 over 94, pulses 67, pulse ox is 100, height is 6 feet and 1, and the weight is 200 pounds. And this patient is a 58-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia, sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished, good hydration, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain. Faces are noticed. The patient does not appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. He has a good attitude and demeanor. Breath and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile, independent, without using any adaptive devices. The patient has a normal physical exam, except in the additional note is that he has a bowed leg, B-O-W-E-D, bowed leg, and he's bone with them. His walk is antalgic, and neurological psychiatric exam are normal. In the musculature examination, please mention that there is a severe spasm of the trapezius muscle with various trigger points, especially at the junction of the neck to the shoulder. The middle fiber of trapezius are in spasm bilaterally, but left is the worst. He also has a spasm of the paraspinal muscles from T5 to L5 bilaterally with several trigger points. Musculoskeletal examination on inspection and palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is present in the area of L3, 4, 5 and C4, 5. And paraspinal spasm is noticed from T5 to L5 bilaterally. Left side is the worst. Along with this, there is a trapezius muscle spasm. Quadratus lumborum is not in spasm. And other neck muscles have a spasm posteriorly, especially the sternocleidomastoid and capitis muscles. Hypertonicity is 2+. Various trigger points are noticed. Range of motion of the cervical spine is limited to forward flexion of 35. Extension is 35, bilateral side flexion is 30, and rotation is 45. The lumbar spine forward flexion is 30, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15. Hyperextension was painful, and maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign is positive, Lerman test is positive. As well as distraction test is positive. Roos test, lump test is negative. In lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees. Control lateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Bregler test is negative. CAM test is positive. In the sacroiliac joint, they are non-tender bilaterally. And standing flexion test is negative, EA compression test is negative, distraction test is negative, Faber test negative, Gonsolin test negative, Tendelbrock sign is negative. Extremities examination. In the area of right knee and right feet is involved. Patient reports of numbness and tingling of the right big toe. And also the left thumb is reported to be numb independently. But there is no radiation of the pain into the upper arm or forearm as is present in the right side. The extremities examination is for both shoulders, both elbows, right wrist and hand, and even the left hand is completely normal. No abnormal issues are noticed. For the left thumb, the range of motion is completely normal. There is a possibility of tendonitis of the extensor muscles, extensor pollicis, and other than that, no fractures are noticed, no contusion, laceration, swelling. The range of motion of the thumb is pretty good. Opponents are pretty good. The motor power is normal. As far as the left hand and wrist is concerned, the grip is normal, sensations are intact, and reflexes are normal, and peripheral pulses are good. The tinel sign and phalen sign are negative. And there are no obvious swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fracture, none of them. Right knee examination reveals that on examination, there is a scar of the previous surgery, small scars. There is no erythema, no effusion. Well, there is a tenderness peripetalar without any swelling, asymmetry, that the knee does not feel warm or cold, nor there is crepitus, grinding noise, or popping noise. Range of motion, the flexion is 135 degrees from full extension. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is negative. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray sign is negative. Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension is negative. Diagnosis. E66.9, V8 9.2 X60, Z7 9.891, S0 9.90 XA possibly. F41.1. At least strike the S0 9.90 XA. He doesn't have the injury to the head. Nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, M62.838, ligaments M54.0, right wrist M25.531, left hand M79.642, right leg M79.601, right knee M25.561, M23.205. M23.202, in the cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4 XXA, lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5 XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan for homospitic is as follows. Patient is provided physical therapy order to continue 3 times per week. Focusing on the neck, mid back, lower back. There is a severe spasm of the paraspinal muscles, retraction and massage, aqua therapy, therapy 3 times per week. The patient is considered disabled for work, housework replacement and transportation help has been ordered. Medications, non-narcotic medications that are given to the patient are as follows. Celebrex, 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Acefex, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. L-level, 50 milligram at night for sleep. GAD disorder, lidocaine ointment for pain relief topically. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry for hypnosis, behavioral modification for pain relief, anxiety, and the panic from the accident. Fitness club is yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. We have requested the records from Northern Radiology for previous accident, and patient has been advised to sign, and we have released the record from his physician. He never went to the emergency room, and once the records come, then we can update our treatment plan. Interventional pain procedures, none are being considered at this time. Trigger points can be done at the most painful areas of the paraspinal muscles, pterygius muscle. The patient declined for those procedures. Surgical options, none are being considered. Referral to the neuropsych is not required. Patient doesn't have a brain trauma symptoms. Attended care and caseworker is not warranted. Past medical records have been already released. Investigations. We are going to hold off all the investigation for now until the few follow-up visits are done. And based on patient ongoing complaint, and after comparing with the past MRIs, we'll order new MRIs later. DMEs. Patient is provided with the neck brace, soft neck collar, back brace, tense unit for further help with the healing. Education, yes. Follow-up visit in 10 days, and personal support is yes. Thank you.